going. So, M. Night Week continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did we choose this time?
Okay, well, we just watched The Last Airbender.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so to preface, before we even talk about this, I don't know shit about The Last Airbender show.
I don't either, really.
I watched it, I remember when it came out, and I remember I watched maybe the first season, but I never really got into it. I don't really know anything about it. So I was taking this movie just to face value for what it was. So originally, I thought that my reaction to this movie was going to be, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't really good. I think that, you know, people that like the show just hate it a lot more. Same reason why I like Dragon Ball Evolution. No.
Well, this movie's fucking terrible.
Oh, boy.
It is fucking bad.
I was not expecting this.
One of the opening shots with the terrible green screen, we knew.
We knew.
Then we heard Ong, Ang, Ong, Bing Bong, whatever the movie wants to call him. So I'm pretty sure in the cartoon, I said, I don't really know it either. I'm pretty sure his name is Ang.
I do know that it is Ang.
Well, it's Ong in this movie, and he can't act to save his fucking life.
He's fine with his little flips and stuff. And
yeah, he's a good little stunt double. Don't fucking talk, though. Don't.
Where do we
start? This is, I didn't know if people knew. This is, you know, The Last Airbender, which is Avatar. But it had an original fucking subtitle. I don't know if you knew that.
What was that?
Exposition the movie. Holy fuck. This movie didn't show.
They just told. Within the first 15 minutes, all it is just scenes of them explaining stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And the movie still doesn't make any sense.
No.
Where it really set us off is when they meet fucking Penis Hair Snow Princess. And it's voiceover, exposition. We can see the characters talking. They are having dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to hear it, though.
No.
We get voiceover exposition by fucking...
I'm not even going to break... I don't want to even talk about the plot of this movie. I don't want to talk about it.
They bend shit.
Because it's like non-existent. Nothing happens.
No.
There's just shit. I just want to talk about the stuff that stood out to me that was fucking terrible about this
movie. It's Twixt.
Those dream sequences were the dumbest shit I've ever
seen. It's fucking Twixt. They use the same shitty effect that Twixt had.
And then even complete with the terrible zoom-ins eyes and stuff.
Fucking Mustafa. What the fuck is the dude's name? I kept saying it. Mufasa. Mustafa, that was a fucking Iron Sheik. Mufasa. Oh, God. It's so bad. It's so bad. How about that wire work, though?
Jesus fuck. So, throughout the most of the movie, there's all of these scenes where it is so apparent that they're using wire.
Or they will jump and land as slow as humanly possible.
Everything in this movie was slow. Like, whenever they're doing the waterbending and the fire, all of it was just incredibly slow.
Well, and then, to make it worse, they put slow motion. They do it all in slow motion. This was Zack Snyder's wet dream of a film. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. It's 300 with kids. No, 300 was better.
Okay, alright, okay. Posing myself. Okay, so they find fucking Aang.
Ong,
whatever. He's in a fucking globe underneath the water.
It looks shit.
You pop it open, he comes out, he's like, So then Fire Nation comes, because they're bad.
And bad actors. And
bad.
And we got Zuko.
Exposition.
Talking. My favorite exposition scene is when Zuko calls the little kid over.
Yeah, I...
Tell me what you know about the prince.
And so he gives this very detailed rundown of Zuko's life.
And then he walks away.
And then they just continue the scene as normal. Nothing about the... why?
He just didn't know how else to get that exposition in.
How could you just... When you're thinking at the table and you're just like, we need to talk about Zuko's past. How do we do that?
Flashback?
Yeah, we could do a flashback. No. Let's just have him just ask some random kid about it.
Ask a random kid.
Yeah, you know, and then we'll get it. So then the fucking... All of the scenes lasted like 2 minutes.
At most.
It just goes from set piece to set piece, which I will defend the set pieces for the most part because I thought that most of them were pretty
The one set piece I won't defend is the fucking prison camp that they have the earthbenders in. It's a fucking mountain. They are surrounded by earth. And they don't do anything about it. They're just there forever until Ong comes in. He's like, hey, guys.
Hey.
You're beautiful and special. And they're like, hey, we are. Let's fight.
Let's do it.
And they beat the five guards in 2 seconds.
Why did it take him to do it?
fuck. And who's going to believe some stupid little kid with tattoos on his head? He's just covered in henna. He's 8 years old. All he does, he comes out and he goes, hey, I'm the Avatar. And they go, aight, we'll accept that.
Aight, cool.
And I think they called him out. I think the Earthbenders called him out and said,
no, it was the Firebender.
Yeah, if you could do that, then you'd be an Airbender. And then he bends there and then they go, how's he doing that? God damn it, you fuckers. Were you not listening when the other guard said you would be an Airbender? And then he bends there and the guards are like, I don't know how he's doing this.
How is this happening?
God damn it. M. Night. Stop it. Stop writing.
So he's like, holy shit, I'm the Avatar. I need to go, let's go to the Air Temple where all my bros are at. And then they go to the Air Temple and there's bones.
They're just bones. And he's acting like we should care. But we don't know him, so we don't care. And then Tara Reed's like...
This is like 13 minutes into the movie.
So. Yeah. And then fucking baby Tara Reed is like, we'll go with you. We'll help you.
Yeah.
We'll help you on your fucking never-ending story creature that looks like absolute shit. Oh my god, they could have put a crayon thing in it. Look better.
So then they go around, they're like liberating... I guess they're like liberating towns because that's what they say they're doing.
And yeah, like but they don't really show it other than the Earth one. They don't show a lot. They just tell you what they're doing, but they don't necessarily show it. When they do show the bending, it's in slow motion. Whatever. The water bending looks like shit. But
most of the effects were not.
They put it in slow motion, and it was, I think, intended for 3D.
Yeah.
We didn't watch it in 3D. I'm not justifying it, but...
Are you really going to justify?
But you know as well as I do, when you watch a movie that was in... The effects were intended for 3D, you watch in 2D, and they look even... worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying they probably looked a tad better in 3D.
You know what would not look better in 3D, though?
What's that? Penis hair?
No. The guy's brown mustache. I can't get over it.
I don't know why you can't get over the fucking...
Okay, brain. So the fucking second water tribe has this old guy that's like the king or whatever.
It's the first water tribe.
Doesn't matter. He has white hair, a white beard, white eyebrows, brown mustache.
Maybe he stole it off of somebody. He just has a youthful mustache. That is
the dumbest shit you have ever said.
Did you watch this fucking movie? Did you?
So, here's another thing. So when they're at that tribe thing, you know, he gets the fish. He's gonna kill it. He kills the stupid fish. And then the one guy goes like ape shit and starts just like...
It materializing fire out of nowhere. And all the strangest words came out of my mouth to you. Why didn't he burst in flames before he killed the fish? I mean, think of those words by themselves. Why didn't he burst into flames before he killed the fish? This is something I had to fucking say to you. It was dumb. And then fucking white princess, elf,
whatever,
snow queen.
Goes in the water.
Because fucking fireman's just like, you gotta kill yourself now. This is his go-to. They're like, oh no, the moon spirit, everything's out of order. He's like, you're gonna have to give your life up. And she's like, okay,
lol, okay,
what, can't think of anything better. She does, her hair turns back to a normal color, which is confusing because she looks a hell of a lot like the sister at the very end.
Oh yeah,
I was really confused because that girl was,
I don't know. So an interesting thing about that scene is that she dies and then like
the fish comes back to life.
Fish comes back to life. And they're doing all that shit. I'm guessing they were going to save it for the second movie of, like, the one guy being upset over it. Showing any emotion after the death of the girl. She dies, they, like, lay her down, and then everything just continues.
This was supposed to be a trilogy. It's obvious. They even say at the very fucking end, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't let him learn Earth and then fire now. Oh, there's the next two movies. But it bombed so fucking bad.
Here's the thing. It only bombed... It bombed US-wise. International, it made 2 times its budget. Yeah, which is insane.
Still pretty sure they're not making them.
I hope not.
That's two failed trilogies, by the way, of M. Night.
Oh. Because
Devil was supposed to be part of the M. Night stories.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So anyway, the only character that I actually liked in this movie was who I like to call Evil Chris Farley. Do you remember this?
The general?
Yeah, because if you remember, there's a Saturday Night Live segment where Chris Farley and I was interviewing Paul McCartney, and all he keeps doing is just like, you remember this? That's what he does the entire movie. He's just like...
And somebody comes up to him and he's like, hey, you remember when your dad burned your face? Yeah. Remember when you were kicked out of the kingdom? Sorry your nephew died. Sorry about that. Didn't your son die? Remember when your son died? I was like, God damn it, you asshole.
And then he dies in, like, the most brutal way in the movie.
Fucking brutal, which was kind of ironic because he kept saying waterbending's so worthless. But people, and they put him in a fucking sphere and you watch him choke and drown and die.
And then they just, like, drop him.
They just fucking drop him. Like, Jesus Christ. After I tried justifying, it's like, well, they're at one with nature. The bending isn't supposed... I'm just talking bullshit. I don't know if it's true. And then they fucking drown the man.
Also, why did they not, as you said, when... Okay, so the Fire Nation, they know the Fire Nation is going to attack.
Put out your goddamn torches.
Yeah, all the torches were still lit, and he... And if they're waterbenders, why couldn't they put out the fires that were being thrown to them? Wouldn't that be, like, the number one thing to
something
do?
And I'm sure this is explained in the cartoon. What the fuck is Zuko's motivation here? Is he good? Is he bad? Does he want to kill the airbender? Does he not want to kidnap the airbender?
Well, yeah, because the only thing they said is, like, he can't go back unless he has the Avatar. Which, okay.
But
this
he
is also...
had him once and... I...
Here's another thing about him is that he's, like, prisoner to them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't wear the uniform. But yet, he's not a prisoner?
He's not a prisoner. He's just kind of excommunicated.
Then why is he still with the Fire Nation if he's excommunication from the Fire Nation?
He's not, really. He was just with the old Tommy Wiseau dude. They invited him back that one time. I think it was just so the general could shit on him.
But he was like...
Because they knew I think they knew he had found the Avatar and lost him. So they wanted to ridicule him some more.
Well, but...
He's not with the Fire Nation at all.
Yes, he is, because Zuko and the old dude, remember when they go to it, they have all the Fire Nation soldiers and stuff. So he's obviously on a boat with Fire Nation soldiers.
I think that's just his boat, though.
But how, if he's excommunicated, why would he have power over Fire Nation soldiers?
Because maybe they were excommunicated, too.
But they're wearing the uniforms. You can't wear the uniforms if you're excommunicated. That's why I couldn't wear the
uniforms. Stop thinking about this fucking movie! Stop it!
I'm just saying it doesn't make
Stop
sense.
Stop it!
Why couldn't they have said, instead of excommunication, why couldn't they have said that his punishment was that he needed to go find the Avatar?
Well, they basically did.
They were just saying he was excommunicated.
No, I said he was excommunicated. They just said he's not allowed back in.
What? This is fucking
until
stupid.
Until he finds the Avatar because his dad burned his face because he wouldn't beat up his dad.
I'm going to talk about the fucking stupid flying lemur.
He's fucking Finn.
All right, here's the flying lemur scenario is something that I was pissed off about because, again, this is me looking way too into it.
No,
just,
not
just
really.
Just go with me. But, it's, yeah, I think this is a pretty... Okay, so they go to the airbending temple or whatever, and, you know, there's all the bones, blah, blah. So the first thing that comes out is this, like, flying lemur thing. And...
Yeah, which Tara Reid says has been extinct for...
Wow, that thing's been extinct. It literally came out 5 seconds after they got on this place.
It's not extinct.
Wouldn't you see them flying around and stuff? Like, was the Fire Nation... Did the Fire Nation literally go there, kill everybody, and were like, didn't see any lemurs, guess they're extinct, and then just walk away?
I don't know. Also, remember in the fucking Earth prison, they're like, the Fire Nation stole this scroll? And I'm like, it's in a fucking closet in your prison. They didn't steal shit.
So then another incredibly aggravating part was when, so he's in the waterbending thing, and he has to meditate in front of the tree or whatever.
In front of the fish.
In front of the
meditate
fish,
in
yeah.
front of the fish.
So he's like, most people have to do that for 4 days. And so he sits down and starts meditating. Everybody leaves. So Tara Reid is there.
And she keeps talking to him.
And she's just like,
hey,
okay,
so,
hey,
can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me, dude? I know you're trying to meditate, and this is like, you know,
I know
gonna,
you
like,
just sat down.
You know, I just want to, like, make sure.
I just want to, you know, like, yeah. You want to, like, do it later? I know you're, like, 6.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to be in Sharknado when I get older. So, I keep calling her Terry. This girl, to me, sounded. She acted like Terry. And she was one of the better actors in the movie.
Yeah, because Ong sucked.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily his fault. I think he was great at, like, the
physical stuff.
I just
think he's too young. I think he was really put in for being able to physically do some of the stuff he did.
Yeah. Zuko didn't really have a problem with him.
He was okay.
He was okay.
The other kid, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
It was with, he didn't really get that many lines. The Snow Princess fucking sucked.
The old guy, old Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau. Cool. I don't know what accent. It was different all the time.
Yeah, I kept switching. I don't know what.
I really don't know.
I did, like, posh general whatever. Not the Chris Farley, but the main general guy.
He's just lounging around. Lounging in his throne, just legs open. He's just slouching. I don't give a fuck. I burned my kid's face. And he had, like, the weird eye thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Nobody's eyes were, like, looking the same way in the Fire Nation.
Well, Ong's glue blue.
Glue blue?
Glue blue.
Also, can't forget about the beautiful battle cry.
Oh my god. The battle cry that... This was a guy that was making a YouTube video in his mom's house and didn't want to wake him up. Just like, get ready for battle, everybody. Yeah. Ooh. Literally that loud. Like, you can't invest in a fucking ice horn? You can't just... Oh my god. That and the battle when Aang is handcuffed and he's fighting Zuko.
Lands on his head on the...
Oh my god, it looked like they flipped a baby doll around in the air. It was fucking... And they went out of their way to put effects in this.
Oh yeah.
Aang never ran on the ground.
No, he always He'd always had to fucking wall run. Yeah.
And they even showed... We watched the gag reel for a while. Katara, or whatever her name is?
I think it's Katara.
Katara. She's fucking wired up, too. And it seems to me like they're just always wired up. Because in the gag reel, she's just talking and she turns around and gets caught in it.
Yeah.
And then they all laugh. I'm like, why did she... I never saw her jumping around. Maybe she did.
The only time that it happened was when they opened the Avatar orb or whatever, and then the fucking Avatar goo shot out. And
yeah, but that was just pulling her back. I don't know. It was... God, I still can't get over the CGI in the beginning.
It was really bad.
It was really fucking bad. Ugh. No, the green screen. Why did they have to do everything in slow motion? Why did they keep talking about how the Fire Nation won and defeated them with their metal machines?
And you never see them.
Unless they were talking about the boats.
I don't think they were, because I think, like, you saw, like, one thing.
It was, like, kind a cannon.
Like, well, yeah, it was, like, a cannon. And then they're on the lizards.
Yeah, they're on the fucking battle cat.
There's not... I don't know if maybe that was something that... I don't... Oh, God.
Maybe it's something that was going to be in the...
That's what I was going to say.
Sequels?
But that's not a good excuse.
No, not really.
And then also, you have the Fire Nation supposed to be super badass. They don't do shit in her movie.
They run away from water.
They run away from water. They're not even really doing anything.
Which I tried to justify my mind when Aang just raises the wall of water. And that ends the fight.
Dumb as hell.
Like, okay. He didn't do anything with it. He just raised the wall. The only thing I could think is, I wish they would have said it, if this is true, is they realized he had mastered waterbending, went, oh fuck, we've lost this battle, and they left.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really say any of that.
All they needed to do, yeah, all they needed to say, it would have, of course, been more explicit, whatever, it doesn't matter. They would have just been like, it looks like he's mastered water, we need to save this fight, and then they retreat. Yeah. I would have been okay with that. But he literally just, it's a 10-minute sequence of him, like, raising this wall of water.
To the most unepic music ever.
And then he just drops it, and I expected him to do, like, a tidal wave to all the boats or something. And then everyone
bows.
And then he does that really bizarre bow. Then he does this weird,
yeah, pose, and I was like, oh, that's, it's not the end. They have to have the little stinger.
Mm-hmm.
What's, yep. What, like, the, there's more, you know, more movies. Even though it starts with book one, water, obviously there's fucking more. Movies. I am not. Listen, dude. Just listen. Just listen to me.
Well, I think he has listened. After this, I know what you're going to say.
Just listen
but
to
keep
me.
In mind that he did do After Earth.
No.
And he learned his lesson.
This is just after all the movies we've seen.
Oh, okay.
He didn't learn his lesson. He also made the fucking visit.
Oh,
don't act like he learned his goddamn lesson. That movie sucked, and I don't care what anyone says. It was garbage. It was shit. And you know what? I would love to go back and watch The Sixth Sense one day. We probably won't do it for this week, because I just wonder if it even fucking holds up. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I didn't like Unbreakable either. I know a lot of people like that one. But what was it? M. Night. Maybe try, like, a Saw reboot.
No.
I'm just...
No.
I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just saying try something that doesn't require so much effort.
Why would you ever want him to do a Saw reboot?
Or maybe not a reboot. Just do the next Saw movie.
Where do you...
M. Night should do Paranormal Activity 6. Huh? What a twist. I just do something that doesn't require energy or thought. Do a documentary. Do a fucking documentary. Film... You know what movie I want to see next from M. Night? A Week in the Life of M. Night. And he just fucking films his everyday life. That's what I just want to see him eating breakfast for an hour and a half. I don't give a fuck. I want to see that this man's human. I'm pretty sure I would hang myself if there was like, oh, they're remaking Jaws and his name came up. I don't know what I would do.
Oh my god, M. Night.
You did just see he's signed on to for the remake of Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, like the TV show or whatever that he did, I guess, was pretty well received.
I don't know. I mean, he's had stuff that's well received. Mm-hmm. I would mention one, but I have no idea what order we're going to put these up in. Yeah, so, that's right. Breaking the wall. Breaking the water wall down.
God damn. I really did not expect this movie to be this shit.
I did. I said I watched about 15-20 minutes in the middle once before, and I was like, nope.
Because I'd never seen it, you know? And then I think it was a good 35 minutes in where I mentally checked out.
At like, 19 and a half minutes, you made me pause it so we could take a break.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much the time where I checked out.
Yeah. And then you rolled on the floor. This is terrible. This is a terrible movie. It's terrible. Don't watch it. Unless you want to see the penis hair. Just find that fucking gif of it online.
Her hair does just look like...
Everybody knows about the penis hair. Everyone knows about it. So...
Time for more Shyamalan.
I mean, at least there wasn't, like, dogs made of grass and shit. Hey, Lincoln. Lincoln? Are you ready to record?
Just give me a minute.
But Lincoln, we have to record this review.
Just give me a minute.
But Lincoln, we have to talk about The Happening.
Why won't anybody give me a goddamn minute?
Lincoln, it's The Happening.
I just gotta think, okay? I just need a minute.
But, oh my god, we have to record this, please.
Okay, we can record.
Okay. So we watched The Happening.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a movie that, you know, it's so bad it's good, right?
Here's the thing. I'm trying to think of how many times I've actually seen this movie. I've seen this movie probably about like 3 times.
I have to.
It kind of gets worse every time. Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not find myself laughing that much as much as I remember.
We laughed at like the lines that we like.
Yeah.
Because Mark Wahlberg is amazing in this. Because he's so bad.
Yeah.
This movie's fucking boring.
Nothing happens. I remember this movie differently.
Literally nothing happens in this. I mean, we laughed at Hot Dog Guy, mm-hmm. and that's it. Yeah. And the UI my lemon drink.
No.
Things don't make sense.
So The Happening, if you don't know what The Happening is, I'm going to tell you about The Happening.
We're going to spoil the fuck out of The Happening.
There we go.
Hold on. Just got to make sure my tree's not listening.
Okay. No.
I don't have a tree.
We're not going to do anything, tree. We're just going to be here for a couple minutes, and then we're going to get on our way. This tree is plastic. I'm talking to a plastic tree. That's literally a scene in the movie.
Yep.
That was not a fake Wahlberg. That was a real Wahlberg.
No, that's... Yeah.
So The Happening is about plants get tired of humans.
So they release toxins to kill the humans.
Well, yeah, the humans are killing themselves across the world.
Yeah, because of this toxin. And then they birdemic the fuck out of it, and they just decide to stop. The end.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
The movie contradicts itself so fucking much.
It's terrible.
There is literally a plot point in this serious film to outrun the wind.
They see the wind, and then his meteor is just like, dear, we gotta outrun this fucking wind.
Dear M. Night, I don't know if you understand how wind works. The wind is always fucking there. Always. We would die without, because wind is really just oxygen moving around, blowing. It's always fucking there, you dummy. Mm-hmm. It's always there. Always there. The plants, you know the plants that are killed? They create the fucking oxygen. You're fucking dumb.
There's that, and then also the fact that since this is an airborne thing, it only is affecting one state.
No, it's affecting the whole East Coast.
Is it just the East Coast?
The Northeast Coast. Remember, they keep showing the map fucking repeatedly.
Oh, that's right.
We gotta get out of this, because Lord knows it won't spread.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, it's just...
So many people in the movie say it's plants, but they continue to walk in fucking fields.
And go near trees.
Mark Wahlberg is certain it's plants at one point, so what's he do? He goes and fucking sits in the grass. Like, you son of a bitch.
Aren't you going to piss off the plants?
They talk... That poor little girl. I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. The character that shouldn't even exist. No. It makes no sense.
They just openly in front of her talk about how her mom and dad are dead. Repeatedly. She's a little fucking kid.
Mm-hmm.
God, show some goddamn tag. Oh, no. They're fucking dead.
Yeah.
No, his mom. Her mom's dead.
Basically, like, people start killing themselves at the beginning of the movie. And then they're trying to get away from civilization because they're like, oh, it's in cities, everybody's killing themselves.
They think it's a terrorist attack. Yeah. And then they find out pretty quick it's plants because Hot Dog Guy tells them it's plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they just... And Mark Wahlberg knows because of the bees.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the bees. The movie has nothing to fucking do with bees. But And then there's old lady, and there's the two kids that become assholes for no reason and get shot.
Yeah, they both get shot.
And we'll say the biggest selling point of this movie when it came out, it was M. Night's first R-rated movie.
There's no gore.
I don't know why it's R-rated. They cut away from every fucking killing.
The only thing, one of the funniest scenes to me that I guess would kind of garner an R rate, not really. The best, one of the best scenes in the movie is when Mark Wahlberg is, they're at like the subway or whatever, and this old lady next to him is on her phone and watching this tiger like maul a guy.
Yes.
And she, it's just some random woman that's just like, hey, you want to check this out? You want to see this fucking guy getting mauled?
And then it zooms in like you're looking at your fucking Pip-Boy. Yeah. You see the hand on the corner and the static shot. It's so bad. One of the greatest revelations of this film, though, that we never noticed, because we probably just tuned out or just laughing too hard at the scene, was when we were watching the credits at the end. And you saw the puppeteer credit.
That's
and we're
right.
like, there's a fucking puppet in here? And we're trying to figure out where. And I'm like, oh my God, it's when the old lady bashes her head through the window. It's a fucking puppet.
Because I was like, how in the world are there puppets? What could have been used?
But then when we thought about how she just like, yeah. just like if you've seen a review of Elves, you know the way they move? They like, she muppeted through the window. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Even I, we could make fake glass right now. And I put my head through it.
Also, I have an incredible talent that we have found out now, that I'm able to decipher if somebody is or is not Dante from Clerks, based yes. on a rearview mirror.
I never noticed that fucking Brian O'Halloran is the driver, and you only see like the side of his eye in the mirror. And Lincoln goes, it's fucking Dante. And I'm like, what?
And I was right.
He was right. Yeah, it was. I mean, we rewound it. I looked at it, and sure enough, I was like, that looks like Dante's cheekbone.
And then when we were looking at the credits, it was him?
It was him. So, kudos yeah, to you, dude.
That.
You know?
It's a great talent.
I mean, he wasn't even supposed to be there that day, and
I just, it sucks so bad that I met him when I didn't know that he was in The Happening.
Oh, I know.
I would have had him sign The Happening.
Oh, you would have had to buy The Happening.
Oh, it would have been great. I would have bought.
He would have just punched you in the balls. It's like, goddamn, we're here from Clerks.
So, there's many things wrong with Happening. There's many, many things wrong.
They try to make this, I wonder, I'm pretty sure M. Night wanted this to be like a cheesy B-movie. But they throw so much pseudoscience in. I say pseudoscience because it just doesn't fucking add up to the next goddamn scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or their character motivations, like when they put the little girl's life at fucking danger after both of her parents were dead.
Mm-hmm.
In the end.
Yeah.
It just contradicts itself over and over again. It's the plants. It's the wind. Oh, it's the... Blah, 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 blah. It's large groups. No, it's small groups. No, it's just they were just weren't aggravated yet. It's, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
As Mark Wahlberg in his famous scene you recreated, the Give Me a Goddamn Minute, so he just keeps hearing gunshots. And they're like, we have to go save them. And he goes, they're already dead. And like 5 seconds later, you hear another gunshot. I'm like, they're not dead yet. They're not dead yet.
Well, I think that they were trying to insinuate that there was nothing they could do
about
it.
There's nothing they could do, yeah. But he's all, like, trying to be science-y.
And oh, God, the worst science-y thing is the math teacher with his random statistics he pulls out of his ass the entire movie.
Oh, if I gave you a penny every day and doubled it every day for a month, how much would you... I still don't know if his math is right.
I think it's actually wrong. I think I was looking at the IMDb trivia.
I don't think that... Because he said it'd be over $10 million?
It still is over, like, $10 million.
Is it really?
Yeah. But okay. It's not the exact amount.
Well, I think he just said over 10 million, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't fucking remember.
So the thing about The Happening that was the most aggravating, at least to me, is that I think that the premise, not with the plants. I had to say this when I was telling
you. Yeah, because I was like, the premise is good. I'm like, are you fucking insane? Goddamn plants.
The premise of, if you had a horror movie where everybody is killing themselves and nobody knows why. I think it's pretty cool. It's a cool premise.
Yeah, but
they
should have done the classic zombie movie trope with this. Not given an explanation.
Yeah, just don't explain it.
Just don't explain it. It just gets better. It just goes away. They don't know why it happened. But when you start saying it's fucking plants, and then you call the plants bluff.
That's right, yeah.
I forget what they're like.
Like, well, this isn't even fucking real. This would have happened overseas if this was
real. Yeah, this would have happened in another place so then if there's it was really plants. So then the plants are like, fuck you, France. You gonna call us out? We're fucking up Paris.
And so they just start nuking everybody in Paris. And
the scene that always aggravated me was the very end. When they're separated by the convenient little fucking slave quarters that this old lady had. Mm. It was an old house. She didn't own slaves. But they had the fucking underground speaking tunnel.
Yeah.
So Zoe is over in the fucking shed with girl.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. And then fucking Mark Wahlberg. I don't remember his character's name either.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. He's in the other house and he's like, I'm not going to die without you. So they're like, we're going to go out into the fucking wind and the plants and we're going to meet each other. And that bitch brings that little girl with her. That girl has nothing to do with your imminent death you're walking into.
Yeah, it's like they're doing it because they like love each other and they want to die together. Why bring... No, the girl's safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just like, yeah, fuck it.
And then like a few months later, she's just their kid now.
Yeah.
And they're a happy family. And
they're having a new baby. What
did she not mourn her family was killed by a tree? Like, this movie's pretty boring.
It is. It is so much more boring than I remember.
The only enjoyment is the bad acting out of Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel and her stupid love affair with M. Night, Joey.
Yeah. Why would she have...
Why would she program his name in her phone?
Yeah, why would she program the name in the phone if she's, like, cheating on Mark Wahlberg? And also, when she tells him that she is blatantly, like, cheated on him,
Mark Wahlberg makes a joke about it.
He's just like, okay.
I checked out a girl.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I went to that ice cream shop, and she gave me the fucking cone, and I went there. And then she's like, don't tell me that you did that. He's like, nah, I didn't fucking
do it. No, he goes, please tell me. Are you joking right
now? Oh, that's right, yeah.
He's like... I didn't even want ice cream. Dude, your wife tried to fucking cheat on you.
It's like a very...
Maybe because he's like, we're gonna die. I don't give a fuck. Thank you for being honest with me, deadpan wife.
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's... In this movie, there is a lot of side plot that happens that doesn't make sense. That's one of them. There's no reason why that should have even been a...
Like, why were they having troubles? Is it because they couldn't have a kid? Or she wanted a kid, but she told him he needed to grow up first.
Yes.
That's what it was. Because even old lady's like, who's doing the chasing?
That was a...
And then smacks the girl's hand and then gives her a cookie?
Yeah.
Old lady was crazy for no fucking reason.
Had a baby doll
on her bed.
Yeah, M. Night has a thing against old ladies.
Yeah, this in The Visit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he hates the elderly.
Oh, even in Avatar.
Yeah, give me all your elderly.
That's right.
He hates the fucking elderly. God, please tell me he makes a Cocoon remake.
Oh, God.
Please, M. Night, Cocoon. Redo Cocoon.
No, out of all the things you want him to remake, you're going to say Cocoon.
We're going towards elderly hate.
Oh, okay. What about... No. Weekend at Bernie's.
Golden Girls movie.
Ooh, that would be good. And then they're all killing each other?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That would be good. They just crawl under the house. Yeah, I mean, The Happening, I, as boring as it is, I still would recommend that people watch it. At least once.
Yeah, it's like, if you've never seen it, just watch it, because the acting is fucking terrible. The effects are pretty terrible.
And the reason I don't hate it is because I do honestly believe he was trying to make a throwback B-movie. I really do. Mark Wahlberg can act. Zooey Deschanel can act. Leguizamo can act. They were told to act the way they were. I think it was intentional, but he should have made this movie over-the-top campy. And to where people would have got it. Okay, this is what he's trying to do. I think the movie would have been a lot better, actually. If he camped it up. But instead, he tried to make it a serious drama with Mark Wahlberg acting like shit. Which made it funny, though.
Yeah, because...
Mark Wahlberg's performance, you have to see it. It's great.
Just like the face. You shouldn't be laughing, because you know why? Your face is perfect. And God,
it's so bad. But I like Mark Wahlberg's performance in this a lot. I really do. But he's just fucking loving life. Like, he's just owning it. Which he does sometimes. Look at him in The Departed. He's having fun with that role. And I honestly, truly believe he had fun with this role.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to agree with that. But he is embracing the campiness in his performance.
Yeah.
And Zooey Deschanel, I think she acted like she was on sedatives. She was just fucking bland. She just came off her elf high, right?
God damn. Another thing about the movie that doesn't make any sense is, why did they leave the fake house?
Why was there a fake house?
Yeah, well, first of all, why was there a fake house?
Why I determined why there was a fake house.
Oh, that's right. You did come up with a pretty good explanation.
So they stop in this house and ends up being a model home. So there's no water. The food's all fake. Everything's fake inside. I couldn't figure it out. And I said, oh my God, M. Night was trying to give a reason why they wouldn't stay in the house. Because they couldn't survive there. Why would you leave a home, period? A building?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking stay inside.
Especially if it's fake. There's no fake. There's no real plants.
Yeah, but depending on how long it took over, there was no food. They had no water. They would have. It was dumb. It was really dumb.
Oh, so much of the movie.
They should have stolen that dude's fucking hot dogs.
Yeah, why did they not take the hot dogs?
Why did that guy love hot dogs so much?
Oh no, he just loved them, dude.
Just fucking loved hot dogs. And the military guy with his shitty little military police badge, remember that?
Yeah.
Which, I say shitty, look, I you know, I'm not in the military, I don't know. Maybe they look that.
Maybe they do.
Crappy and crooked in the army. I don't know, they might.
That guy was a little Weasley.
Little Weasley. Big panicky fucking dude who shot himself. And
see, here's the problem with these M. Night movies that we've watched.
They suck?
They just, it's, they're so much worse than I remember.
Yeah, and the problem, here's the problem of why, because people ask, they've always asked me even before this, if you hate his movies, why do you keep watching them? I see a vision in this man. He is trying original things. He really is. He's trying original stories or original takes on stories. Mm-hmm. They're just failing. I think he should just be, he should come up with concepts. He should maybe be a co-writer with someone and hand it off to someone else. Because I think The Happening had a decent story behind it. Lady in the Water. Okay, we're not going to say that one. The Village had a good concept behind it. Unbreakable.
Don't say After Earth because that's a shitty concept.
No, that was a shitty concept. But again, if they would have done a campy B-movie style, it would have been great.
Yeah.
They really would have. They did like this fucking Island Earth style. The Visit had a good concept. They really did. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's what he does. He's like, I have this great idea.
And they're like, holy shit, okay, cool. And he's like I want to direct it. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think it's like, it's a great idea. And they're like, it sounds amazing to me. He's like, and I don't know how it ends, though. I don't. And they're like, I want to figure it out.
Oh, we got it.
Put a twist in there. Everybody loved that in The Sixth Sense. There's no twist in The Happening.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, I...
The twist is it was the fucking plants. They kept that a secret.
You know, I think that M. Night, he comes up with good ideas, but it's just, it's something goes wrong in every movie.
I mean, well, never mind. I take it back. I was going to say he should just do stories and they'd probably turn out good. But that's how we got Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, I thought had a good concept. Would have been a good short. A Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Which, there's another one of his movies. It would reminds me of a Twilight Zone episode. But I don't know. The Happening, like, we were looking forward to this when we put added to the list because I'm like, you know what? We're going to get some enjoyment out of this. Well, you're fucking bored.
Yeah.
We're really bored. We're like, holy shit.
This is not.
A lot like Airbender. It goes from scene to scene to scene to scene to scene.
And nothing happens.
No. Hey, here's a scene to see a guy getting ran over by a lawnmower. Hey, here's a scene to see this. Hey, here's a scene to see that. Again, he's like, oh, I got all these cool ideas. How to put them together and like just fucking smush
them together. And The Happening, I think, is one of his shortest movies, too.
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
It might be.
It's like right at like 1:30.
Yeah, because I will say, as weird as it sounds, it's a movie where nothing happens and it slowly doesn't happen, but the movie itself goes by at a good pace.
I get what you mean.
The scenes just drag out and go nowhere, but the movie, it does have a nice little clip to it. It's not like The Visit, which, god damn, that movie dragged on. Ugh. I still don't know why people fucking like that movie.
We'll never know.
No. If you're curious on our thoughts on The Visit, go back. We did an episode. I
never want to watch it again.
I'd be one of those cool guys that tells the episode number. I don't fucking know. Look it up. It's on our website. Yeah. For God's sake. It's on iTunes. It's one of...
Whatever.
It's between episode 1 and 31. Just go back. I don't know.
Yeah.
We should do, if I was clever. We'll annotate. There's an annotation here. we'll put a timestamp. Bloop. There's a timestamp.
Kyle.
What?
Boy, how do we feel about this, dude?
Feel about what? What? I thought it was boring. I thought The Happening was boring. I do suggest watching it.
At least once. Just give it a little
watch. Just watch it. Yeah, don't rent it. If it's on TV for some reason, give it a watch.
Normally it's on like TNT.
Yeah, just give it a watch. Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not like they're really going to cut anything out.
No, I mean, it's an R-rated movie that cuts away from almost everything happens off camera other than Puppet Lady going through the window.
Puppet Lady going through, the kid who gets shot, and
that's off
the
camera
lion thing.
It's very quick.
Yeah.
We don't see it. The lion thing, yeah, but it's obviously fake.
Yeah.
That's
all I can think of. I mean, there's like people falling from buildings, but again, you don't see
it.
But
it cuts.
Anything.
You yeah. just, you see them fall and then it cuts and you hear a thump.
The guy goes in the lawnmower, but all that happens is just like.
It just drives over him.
And there's like blood that comes out a little bit, but that's. Well, there's the really shitty bullet holes in the guy's. Remember where he shoots. Yeah.
God, he shoots himself directly in the middle of the forehead. Point blank. Shoots himself. It's a little pencil hole. It's just a little bit of blood poured out. I'm like, his head would be fucking like,
yeah,
it'd be gross. I would imagine if you took a bullet from point blank range, for one, you wouldn't do it directly between your eyes, but it's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna not be pleasant.
Another thing that I wish that he would have done is instead of just having everybody like whenever they're getting ready to like kill themselves or whatever, they just like stop, you know, and then like walk backwards or whatever.
I thought it was a cool visual touch.
I thought it was a cool visual touch, but the way that they killed himself most of the time was just kind of weird because there was such a big gap in between the time. Like, I don't know, if it's an airborne thing that makes you, and then like you walk backwards, would you think that they would be like sprinting to stuff and like killing themselves instead of just like slowly?
You would think so. Well, and they are very slow because we see that some people put up a ladder,
mm-hmm.
climbed into a tree, hung a rope up there, tied it around their own net, and hung themselves.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, too, what Mark Wahlberg's doing is, give me a goddamn minute, and we hear the bullets going off in the background. They had to have reloaded that gun at least twice.
Oh, yeah. Because that was a huge group of people.
Someone picked it up, put a new clip in it. What? What?
I just don't know why. It could have been, I don't know, maybe he just didn't want to do super brutal, or maybe this is just my...
But if you're going to get an R rating...
It's just like, why wouldn't they just stop and then immediately get on the ground and start bashing their heads on the ground or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he wanted to be clever. But show them.
But here's the thing. Wouldn't it be more unnerving if you saw groups of people standing, they stop, start walking backwards, and then get on the ground and start bashing their heads open?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be creepy. You'd be like, what the fuck is happening right now?
But instead, they're just the most, like... I'm going to let lions rip my arms off. What?
Yeah.
Why?
And also, here's the thing. That doesn't make sense to me. I just now thought of this. This is an airborne thing where it attacks groups of people. Why was there only one guy at the zoo that was affected by this in the lion thing and people were taking video of him and stuff? In all of these things, it's huge groups of people that are affected by it. Mm-hmm. Why is this one guy the only, like, he's the only one?
I don't fucking know.
God damn it, Mike.
Well, you know, when the old lady, when it hits her, Mark Wahlberg's standing out there with her.
Yeah.
But in it, I mean, he's the main character, so of course he's fine.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense.
You wouldn't have a movie otherwise. I mean, maybe he had his subtle fucking Diary of the Dead thing going about media and sensationalism. Do you think he tried to have some symbolism in there?
Not really, honestly. Like, the only symbolism is the heavy-handed environmentalist.
Yeah, it's Birdemic.
Yeah. Anything more...
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Birdemic was more entertaining. I enjoy Birdemic more than I did The Happening.
Well, Kyle, I guess it's on in the next one.
It is. I don't know what the next one's going to be. Depends on what order we put these up in.
God damn it.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you're getting a double episode here, though.
Yeah.
So, M. Night Week, you're actually going to get at least six?
That's right.
I say at least because we might not have a lot to say about two other ones.
We're going to, well, you know what? So, we're going to give
the old
college
try. He has a lot of movies.
This has been a hard week.
God, we might have enough left over to do this again next year.
No.
Oh,
all right.
Until then, M. Night Week continues. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
We're just
going to go with it.
Blacked out.
Just go.
I'm ending this episode.
Love you.
Love you.